This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
I'm Rose Skeeters, host of From Borderline to Beautiful, a show about hope and recovery for BPD.
Hello and welcome to another episode of From Borderline to Beautiful. So today for our Monday Mindset Minute, I just want to slow things down a little bit. And I would like, if you're listening to this podcast right now, to just take one big, deep breath with me. I want you to breathe in. Just this moment, and breathe out. Just this breath. Okay, great. Now that you and I together have reset, we can talk about the value and benefit of slowing down and how changing your attitude can be key to having a good week, a good day, a good month, and even turning a bad moment around. Gratitude is something that I know I've mentioned before that didn't really resonate so much with me. I thought, yeah, right, how's being grateful going to help me? Well, because I was intense and because of what I talked about last week, not really connecting deeply with a sense of morality or moral responsibility, gratitude really escaped me. I'd be like, yeah, I'm grateful for this, I'm grateful for that, but I never really slowed down enough to consider and contemplate what that means. This Friday was my son's 14th birthday. Happy birthday, LJ. I just love him so much, and I'm so proud of the person that he is becoming. And over the weekend, my son and my husband went to a basketball camp. It's like a shooting college. It was an experience that we gifted him for his birthday, so he was really grateful for that. And during that time, while we were away, what I was able to do is really slow down. I got to connect with the pups. We have four dogs, and connect with the world around me and really look up. And in that time, I slowed down and I was in the yard and I'm pulling weeds and I'm just getting ready for the upcoming week. And I realized that I'm rushing, right? I live in the country. So really, for all intents and purposes, there's not really a reason to rush, but I have this rush kind of way about me. Maybe that's my temperament. Maybe that's growing up in the city on the East Coast, growing up in Philly. Like, there's a rush, you know, you got to get to the next thing, the next thing, the next thing. And that is the culture in which I grew up. So sometimes I'll be like, the next thing, the next thing, the next thing, that energy, right? That staccato energy in like pulling weeds. I'm like, you know, I'll talk to myself. I'll go, Rose, why are you so stressed out right now? You're just pulling weeds. Like, let's slow it down. And it was powerful because I was able to engage in that positive affirmation, reminding myself, slow down, take a deep breath, and look up. And when I did look up, I saw a beautiful, lush green lawn, beautiful sky. It was blue sky, sunny day, pretty warm. I saw my dogs, the place that I call home. And I did just what I had you guys do at the beginning of this episode. I took a deep breath in and I breathe out. Breathing in just this moment and out just this breath. And in that moment, I reconnected myself with the things that I have that I am blessed with. To even have a home, a husband, and a son is a dream come true. To have a family is a dream come true. I really have to anchor myself, and I encourage you to do that as well, to anchor yourself in the truth. What chaos has your disorder given you? And what are you blessed to have around you in spite of that chaos? Right? And maybe you say nothing. I'm not grateful for anything. There's no point to living. I want you to think again. That's why I really, truly love the idea of volunteering and contributing beyond ourselves and the process of recovery, because one, it reconnects us with our gifts, the things we're talented at, what we can offer the community, the world mm-hmm. around us, and it makes us feel connected. We can have fellowship or community with one another. Human beings are not designed to be isolative. Even if your slogan is hashtag I hate people, that's an attitude, right? Is that an attitude of gratitude? Is that going to get you into a calmer space or a more chaotic space? These are the things that you really want to be asking yourself today, this week, this month. How can I change my attitude so that I can accept that there are things in life that could be worse, and that today, maybe it isn't so bad after all? It's always important for me to do that so that I can anchor myself in what's real. And what's real is all of the things I do have. I can easily, we all could, easily connect with what we don't have. It's a choice. I could list out all the things I don't have. I can list out all the obstacles. I can tell you all the things, right? Not a hyperbole. And that's not something specific to a borderline diagnosis or this podcast. I'm sure there are people you know who can be Debbie Downers, negative folk. Well, today, I really encourage you to make a choice, to have an attitude of gratitude. Slow yourself down. That's a discipline. It is a matter of self-discipline. Remember that from our Moral Compass episode. If we want to become more disciplined people, we have to choose the disciplines that foster the daily growth that we are saying that we desire to engage in. And self-discipline is one of those. So slow down. You know what? Another one of those is love. Choosing to treat others the way you want to be treated. Treat yourself with kindness. Look up. What's the weather like? Is it rainy and dreary? Okay. Can you hear the beautiful sound of the rain against the roof and curl up with a good book in bed? Do you have some pets you can cuddle up with? Are you waiting to watch that next episode of your favorite show? Or cook a meal for someone that you love and care about? Is it sunny out? Is it snowing out? People that listen to this podcast are all over the world. I recognize that. What weather, what season are you in? Is there beauty in any of it? And if you tell me no, there's no beauty in any of it, then I am going to say that's black and white. And there's beauty. If only you're willing to find it. So that is your Monday Mindset Mission today. Monday, October 2nd. Gosh, I can't believe it's already October. I want you to slow down right now in this moment. Pause and reconnect with all of the things that you do have. Because what you do have is what matters the most. And what you don't have doesn't matter at all. Not in this moment. Stay tuned for another episode next week of a Mindful Monday Mindset Minute. And remember, breathe in just this moment and out just this breath. You guys, you got this. Are you tired of feeling frustrated, resentful, or disconnected from your family, friends, and partner? Thrive MindBody LLC Mindset Coaching and Counseling can help you. Visit us on the web at thriveonlinecounseling.com. Again, that's thriveonlinecounseling.com.